And this week we have been hearing a series of stories titled 6 Months In. And the series is looking at the impact that COVID-19 has had in Arizona and the surrounding region since the pandemic began. And today from the Fronteras desk in Hermosillo, KJZZ's Murphy Woodhouse reports on how Nogales residents are adapting to the pandemic and the border restrictions that are intended to slow it.
Like many who live along the U.S.-Mexico border, longtime Nogales, Arizona resident Santos Yescas has friends and family on both sides of the line. On a recent Friday evening, he was dropping off boxes of donated produce to some of them in Nogales, Sonora.
I consider Nogales, Sonora, Nogales, Arizona, as like a specific country, like another country, I would say, because we are very attached one to another one.
But those connections have been strained over the last 6 months by heavy northbound border crossing restrictions imposed to slow coronavirus spread. They've been extended in month-long increments since late March. During that time, border crossings, the normally commonplace trips that bind the sister cities and prop up their economies, have collapsed. More than 285,000 pedestrians crossed into Nogales, Arizona in January. In July, just 66,000 did, a fall of nearly 80%.
We are used to cross like every day to shopping, just to hang out with the families. And now it's not the same. You can see from the families in Mexico that they need more support from our side, and we have to find a way.
For Yescas, part of that has been the food drop-offs. But he also takes grocery requests from those who can no longer cross as they did before, like retired teacher Alejandra Elias.
Yo cruzaba hasta tres veces por semana.
Before the pandemic, she crossed as much as 3 times a week to shop and see friends and family. Many of her groceries came from Arizona stores, even dog food.
Tú sabes que se imponen a un alimento y se los cambias y repercute, ¿verdad?
Dogs get used to their food, she says, and changing it has consequences. She's grateful to Yescas for bringing Diego and Flippy, their preferred brand, weekly. Like many in Nogales, Sonora, Elias has a visa that allows for short trips into the United States. But while the restrictions allow for the return of citizens and legal permanent residents, as well as cross-border commerce, the regular trips Elias used to take aren't considered essential travel.
Tenemos lazos más allá de lo comercial, pues. No somos turismo, no. Somos familia.
While losing easy access to the stores she's accustomed to has been hard, Elias says her connections go far beyond the commercial. We're not tourists, she says. We're family on both sides of the line and now separated.
Una vez cada 15 días pueden cruzar a Estados Unidos.
She appreciates the seriousness of the coronavirus and is understanding of the restrictions. But she wishes there was still a way to cross, perhaps once every 15 days, to stock up and see people she hasn't seen in person for months.
I think people really downplay how important it is to cross.
Estefania Castañeda Perez is a lifelong border resident and political science PhD candidate at UCLA. For her research, she's interviewed border crossers at several major ports, including Nogales.
It's not just for visiting, it's not just for tourist purposes. Like, families are deeply dependent on being able to cross. So when the closures were announced, it really made a lot of us panic.
And as the months have dragged on, she says frustration has grown. And uncertainty about how they'll be treated at the border or sudden shifts in policy has made even those still allowed to cross anxious to do so. Formerly places of deep binational connection and mobility, Castañeda Perez says border communities are becoming
places where only the select few or the privileged few are able to cross. It really generates sort of like this constant feeling of separation, if that makes sense.
In Nogales, help to adapt to the new reality goes both ways across the border. Nidia Munoz works for the Mexican consulate in Nogales, Arizona, where her son is also a first grader. But he, like many students in Arizona, isn't attending in person. And Munoz can't take him to work, so she drops him off at her parents' house in Nogales, Sonora, every school day.
Yes, it's funny. I have to take my son to Mexico so he can go to the school in the U.S.
But Munoz laments the hard times businesses are going through, as well as the cross-border relationships made more difficult by border restrictions and the ongoing coronavirus threat.
I don't know. I think everything is in a pause right now. Like, all your relations are in a pause, or your plans are in a pause.
Border residents do what they can to maintain connections, talking by phone or text, she says. But it's not the same. Murphy Woodhouse, KJZZ News, Hermosillo.